Sonny Bhagwalia is leaving his post at GSA to become Hawaii's first full-time CIO. Yep, Hawaii. He's been GSA's Deputy Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technology since May of last year. He joins us live this morning for his exit interview, I might call it. Great to have you on. Good morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Mr. Bhagwalia, how did you land a gig in Hawaii? That sounds like a dream come true.
It was. Actually, it's an interesting opportunity to help state and local agency and work in that environment and help mission, and that's what we are. That's what we do. We're public servants, and I sort of got an email, and I thought first it was a spear phishing attack, but it wasn't. It was actually a real deal, and next thing I know, I go through the process, and glad to serve.
Is this the first CIO position for Hawaii?
It is. It is. It's a first ever official CIO position in the state of Hawaii, and they're looking to do it the right way and have a way of a partnership and a way to really solve the entire mission challenges through a transformative IT and information resource management tools and processes. And so I'm really excited about that.
Now, are you able to bring skill sets from your current position to this one, and will they translate so that you'd be able to do the job similarly? I mean, how are you going to make that migration?
Well, you know, that's a good question. So we're all trained. I'm trained as a CIO in terms of information resource management. And so all of these things translate. I've had 14 years in industry, and I've also supported government from, you know, Boeing and then NASA. And then I've worked 12 years in the government in FBI, Interior, GSA. And plus I got training through the National Defense University and all these CIO schools. But like they say, at the end of the day, there's no substitute for experience. When you're in the front lines, learning and willing to learn and I think that is what really is transferable. And in the state and local, I've also talked to several of my compatriot CIOs who came from not only state but also in federal government, like Terry Takai from DOD, Mike Lakatis in energy CIO, and then, of course, Steve Fletcher, who is now the NASCIO head in Utah. And he was also in the federal side. So we've all talked, and Vivek, of course, is another example. So I think we can transfer skills back and forth.
So what did Governor Abercrombie of Hawaii tell you that he hopes to accomplish once you're the CIO there?
Well, he, first of all, is wanting to transform Hawaii with a new day plan that he's got. And the idea is to use technology, but also re-engineer the business processes and make sure that, you know, the citizens can get services directly and look at things like open government and many other ideas that we are implementing over here as well. And find ways to save money and get more efficiency and effectiveness. You know, the same things, the same refrain that you would see in the federal side or industry, you know, we have the same challenges. The idea is to deliver services to citizens and make sure we remember who we serve. And I think that's exactly what he's doing with his new day vision.
We are talking with Sonny Bhagwalia, the Deputy Associate Administrator of the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA, but he's leaving that position to become the first full-time CIO for the state of Hawaii, which makes me wonder, when are you actually leaving the position? For how long can we call you somebody with GSA?
I will be here till July 5th, and that's my last day. And then July 6th, I fly out, and July 7th, I'm in Hawaii. How's that?
Well, do you start on the 7th already?
I do. So I'm taking a flight, and I'll be there the next day. And GSA has been a great place. I must, by the way, give all the kudos to Martha Johnson, great leader, and Dr. Dave McClure, just a fantastic, great leader. And a lot of good things going on, and I think they're in really good hands in the way they're going forward. And I think the team is in place. Everything's going well in some of the programs that we're doing, and I have a new challenge, and I think that's the only reason I'm going to Hawaii, to make sure I can address some new things and solve new problems.
And I wanted to ask you about something that probably everyone but me knows with Hawaii, but in the United States, broadband is pretty much everywhere because continental United States, all the cables are there. What about Hawaii? I mean, I can see within the island cluster, but how do you get broadband trunk level connectivity back to the United States and everywhere else there are internet servers?
Yes, that's a good question. So we are looking at many different things, both wireline and wireless and, you know, fiber and all kinds of other technologies to make sure that not only do we have a mobile solution available, but high capacity and make sure everyone's connected. And so I think that's part of my journey, and I won't give all my secrets away yet, but we're looking at many, many different things that when I get there, we have a full agenda to look at how we can solve a lot of these problems with more connectivity, more capacity, and obviously also look at more solutions so that you're fully connected but also have redundancy and availability, so to speak, so that we can solve the new challenges with the amount of information that we have. And I think that's what's really exciting, by the way. When I listen to you guys every day, it's on my drive-in, by the way, which I'll miss, by the way. I'll miss that DC commute. So, but it's always good to listen to and get some knowledge when you're looking at it. And we're solving the same kind of issues. I think the same things will happen in Hawaii. We're looking at similar issues in terms of how do we look at capacity, how do we look at provisioning and managing and so on and so forth.
Well, we'll be 6 hours you'll be 6 hours behind us, but you can listen online, by the way. We're streamed live to federalnewsradio.com.
I will still do that.
All right, great. But do you think, I mean, can you see possibly and get another cable being laid in the ocean to help out Hawaii's broadband?
Yeah, I'll have to get more details in terms of what we're doing. Obviously, you know, we have a big presence of federal presence as well over there, and as you know, it's a very
military,
and military and other locations and other presences as well. And we are facing the Pacific Rim, so as you know, Pacific Rim has got a lot of interface again with the United States, and also things that we should be looking west word as well. So I think Hawaii is in a prime location to make sure, as you mentioned, that we have adequate connectivity, but more importantly, also have good information flow.
Now, I have to ask you on a personal level, is this job going to be less stressful, more stressful, a different kind of challenge, fewer people under you or more people? How are some of those differences going to impact you personally?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like, you know, obviously first we're going through a due diligence process over there to find out what the as is, and then there are 17 to 20 departments which have different versions of IT, and the question is how do we unify that together? And these are common challenges that we face, management challenges in any organization. So first we're starting the journey in the Office of Information and Management and Technology, and then slowly and slowly we're going to go through an entire process done right. And I think that's another thing that it's a CIO's dream to make sure that we can actually have a responsive organization that can first govern and work together amongst all these different teams, and then work to a unified organization that can implement services for our citizens and provide those services for more like effective and efficient government. And I think that's the real promise. And they've got a great team working that as well. So I look forward to joining that.
I know it's a quick transition for you, but do you have any special plans for your last day at GSA? Is there going to be a party? What are you going to do to mark the occasion?
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's basically after July 4th, sort of come in, you know, turn in my badge, have good conversation with people, and I really enjoyed my stay at GSA. Again, I can't stress that enough. This is not about GSA or anything like that. I absolutely love the people here, and they've done great work, and they do great work, by the way. I just like to solve new problems and new challenges, and I've done international, federal, tribal, industry. I have not done state and local, so I feel like I want to give it a shot and see how that parlays.
Of course, culturally, Hawaii is very interesting, especially compared to Washington, D.C. GSA is a pretty buttoned-down agency. Do you think you'll be able to wear a Tommy Bahama shirt to work every day in Hawaii?
Well, I did that yesterday. So people were shocked that I was, for the first time ever, they had a little going-away thing for me. And I showed up in a Hawaiian shirt, and I stayed with that all day, Aloha shirt all day. So people were like, hey, wait, what's happened with that tie? You know, so I did it. So, yes, I think it's really important to sort of make sure you assimilate and work within the structures there. And both structures have, like I said, the different approaches, and I'm looking forward to doing that. It may take me a little while to drop the suit, but I think they've given me a hint that I need to obviously bring my Aloha shirts, and I think they sent me one as well, by the way.
Oh, so you've been to Hawaii before. You're not going into this blindfolded.
No, you're right, Amy. I have been there before, but obviously this new opportunity has been exciting, so I look forward to going there again.
Sunny Bhagwalia, leaving his post at GSA to become Hawaii's first full-time CIO. We wish you the best of luck. We'll be checking in with you because it's always good to have a friend who lives in Hawaii.
Absolutely. Aloha and mahalo.